Track 2, Negative Symptoms. On the last track, we discussed three topics regarding diagnosis. The three topics we discussed are Schneider's guidelines for suspicion of schizophrenia, symptoms of schizophrenia, and subtypes of schizophrenia. On the next two tracks, we will discuss negative symptoms or the absence of normal behavior for the client diagnosed with schizophrenia. As opposed to positive symptoms are the presence of a behavior, for example, hallucinations. As stated on track 1, there are 5 common negative symptoms or absences of normal behavior for the schizophrenic client. These 5 negative symptoms are apathy, incongruous emotional responses, reductions in speech, social withdrawal, and reduced social performance. This track will discuss 3 of the 5 symptoms. The 3 negative symptoms covered on this track are apathy, incongruous emotional responses, and reductions in speech. The focus of this track is to provide examples of negative symptoms and applicable techniques that schizophrenic clients can use to cope with or reduce those symptoms. While listening to this track, evaluate using a technique with your client. First, let's look at apathy. As you know, apathy can affect clients in different ways. Certain clients have told you that they don't like doing anything or that they are tired all the time. Such was the case with Gloria, a schizophrenic client, age 33. Gloria stated, "I'm always tired. I don't have the motivation to get out of bed a lot of the time. And you know what? I really don't care. I'd almost rather stay in bed all the time." Think of your Gloria. Does his or her apathy manifest as lethargy or indifference? If your client is apathetic, you might consider the Energizer technique. To help minimize Gloria's level of apathy and perhaps boost her energy level, I asked her to try the Energizer technique. First, I stated, "Feeling tired may be a negative symptom, or it may be caused by your medication." I asked Gloria to force herself out of bed in the morning. I stated, "If you need to, place your alarm clock away from your bed so you have to get up and turn it off." Gloria implemented this second step by allowing herself no more than 8.5 hours of sleep. She indicated that, for herself, 8.5 hours was the cutoff for feeling well-rested versus feeling tired. In addition to identifying the symptom and getting out of bed, the third step in the Energizer technique was for Gloria to stay out of bed. Gloria was asked not to get back into bed once she was up. The fourth step of the Energizer technique is generally helpful to implement the third step. The fourth step is exercise. Gloria stated in a later session, "My energy level is still low, but I've realized that any kind of activity while I'm moving around helps bring my energy up a little." Gloria benefited from the Energizer technique to initiate limiting her susceptibility to apathy. I have found that, like Gloria, schizophrenic clients with apathy can reduce the symptom by limiting its effect on their behavior. The second negative symptom of schizophrenia that we will discuss is incongruous emotional responses. This is a symptom characterized by conflicting behavior. For example, one client may not appear to react to happy or sad news. Conversely, another client may laugh at sad news and cry when hearing good news. Do you remember Tyler from the last track? Tyler displayed an incongruous emotional response when his uncle died. Tyler had had a close relationship with his uncle. However, when Tyler's uncle was diagnosed with prostate cancer and was scheduled to undergo surgery, Tyler's mother stated, "Tyler appeared not to react at all." Consider your schizophrenic client. Does he or she present incongruous emotional responses? What coping strategies have you found to reduce the symptom? In addition to apathy and incongruous emotional responses, the third negative symptom that we will examine is reductions in speech. Gloria, who presented apathy as a symptom, also had reductions in speech. Gloria grew less responsive in conversations and often failed to initiate conversations. Gloria explained why she thought she had experienced reductions in speech when she stated, "Sometimes I have a hard time concentrating, but not always. I can be following along perfectly, and then whoever I'm talking to will stop. And I know what they said. I know they expect me to talk, but I can't come up with any words to say." Are you treating a client like Gloria who experiences reductions in speech? If so, you might consider the communication skills building technique. To help reduce negative symptoms of reductions in speech, I implemented the communication skills building technique. This four-step technique can help a client to increase his or her ability to communicate. However, as I explained to Gloria, schizophrenic clients may find the technique strange at first, but gradually it'll come more naturally. In the first step, Gloria practiced listening to people when they spoke. Unlike other schizophrenic clients I have treated, Gloria did not experience difficulty concentrating. Therefore, this step came easily to her. However, if your client experiences auditory or visual hallucinations, he or she may find it very difficult to concentrate on listening to people. If this is the case, more time may have to be used to focus on the first step. The second step in the communication skills building technique was for Gloria to repeat. I stated, repeat back to people what you hear. For example, while talking to someone on the bus, that person stated to Gloria, I am bored with my life. Gloria stated, I heard you say you were bored. In addition to listening and repeating, the third step in the communication skills building technique is follow-up questioning. Gloria followed up with the person on the bus by asking, so why are you bored with your life? In a later session, Gloria stated, it sort of works. When I use the steps, I can think of some things to say. At least, I don't feel like an outsider when I can respond to what other people are saying. The fourth step expanded on what Gloria had already begun to learn. I stated, when you find yourself not knowing what to ask, remember who, what, when, where, how, and why, also known as the 5 W's and an H. These are 6 words that will help you in most situations when you don't know what to say. Choose one to ask your question. Because Gloria implemented the communication skills building technique successfully by making a special effort to be curious about people and things, she decreased her schizophrenic negative symptoms of reduction in speech. Think of your schizophrenic client. Could he or she increase interaction and interest through the communication skills building technique for steps of listening, repeating, asking a follow-up question, and the 5 W's and an H? On this track, we discussed 3 of 5 common negative symptoms of schizophrenia. The 3 negative symptoms that we discussed were apathy, incongruous emotional responses, and reductions in speech. On the next track, we will continue to discuss negative symptoms of schizophrenia. We will discuss 2 additional negative symptoms. They are social withdrawal and reduced social performance. Question 2. What are the 4 steps of the communication skills building technique?